Okay. We got to the very top of Pekim Omer Aleph. Rabbi Yechanan said that Rabbi Yechanan and Breker and Nechemya both hold on the same shita that even when there's no one to eat the carbon, we still say you burn it right away, you don't have to wait for Ibur Tzura. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Rabba Moisif, Rabba adds a third Tana, who holds that way. Afer Geis Yaglili. You also, Geis Yaglili holds that way, that you don't need Ibur Tzura if there wouldn't be a Bailim, let's say because the Bailim became Tameh, there's no Bailim to eat the carbon, that's already enough to burn the carbon right away. It doesn't require Ibur Tzura. Titania. Because we learned it in a Bais. So, Geis Yaglili Aymer, this is the pasuk that it says, "Chol chatas asher yuva midama el hakodesh penima lo yiseyach beish tisaref." Any chatos that the blood went inside into the heichal, so it may not be in; rather, it has to be burnt. So many understand this pasuk is talking about any chatas that was not supposed to go inside; it was a chatas chitzayna. And wrongfully so, the blood was brought inside into the heichal, so now that it was brought in, it becomes pasul. It may not be in, rather it has to be burnt. However, Rabbi Yosi Aglili disagrees, and he says, Kolo inin kuloi enim medaber al parma nisrofim v'sivim nisrofim. No, the pasuk is not talking about animals that are supposed to be on mizbeach achitzen, and wrongfully you brought the blood inside. Rather, kolchatas asher yuva midama lakadosh penim means any chatas that its blood is supposed to come inside, which means we're talking about chatas apanimiyos. Let's say the chatas of Yom Kippur, or the par kohen gadol, par helam dover tzitzipur. We're talking about ones that are supposed to go inside, and the pasuk's telling us lisroy psulon abes abira, that if they become pasul, then they have to be burnt in the Beis Hamir, in the Beis Hamikdash, meaning instead of taking them out, mechutz l'machna, to burn them like they're supposed to be burnt, because all the chatois of pnimis have to be burnt mechutz l'machna, that's part of their avodah. But when they become possible, you don't take it and burn it mechutz l'machna, rather you burn it inside by the Beis Hamikdash, like other kachim sulim. And the litin leisasei alachilos, and plus like we quoted before, the pasuk says leisayachol, they may not be eaten, which is coming to say that there's a lav that once they become pasul, there's a lav to eat them. Amrloi, so the chachamim asked Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to you, that you're explaining that this pasuk is referring to chatois apnimiyos, so chatos shenichas dama lefnai lefnim, a chatos chitzayna, that its blood is not supposed to go in, and you nonetheless brought the blood inside into the Heichal or into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Minayin, how do you know that that's pasul, if you're not going to learn it from this pasuk? Amalehem, he answered them from the, like we said in the beginning of yesterday, from the exchange between Moshe and Aaron, that Moshe said, Hein Lehuva is Dama, El HaKadosh Penimah, since the blood didn't come inside into the Heichal, and Huadin, it stayed inside and never left the Azara, therefore why did you burn it? Michlal, which implies the Enothic you that had it gone out of the Azara, so it got possible because of the Yaitzeh, Inami Ayodama, or its blood went into the Heichal, which makes it possible, Bisrefa, it's meant to be burnt. So we know that Achatos, Chitzayna, that its blood that's brought into the Heichal becomes possible. We know it from this Pasuk of Hein Lehuva as Dama L'Kadosh Penimah. Now, if that's the case, it comes out that you learn from the Sreifas Aaron, and we don't say, like we said yesterday, you can't learn from Aaron because you can't learn Deris from the carbon of Aaron, which was a Rosha. No, you could learn. And if you're learning out of Aaron, that means just like by Aaron it was burnt right away, so too any Chatos Shehuva Dama Lefnim is burnt right away. It does not require Ibur Tzura. If that's the case, says Rava, so what do we see? Even though there's a psul in the bilim, it's not in the damim, in the blood, nonetheless, it's as if the carbon itself, the goof of the carbon, became possible, and it has to be burnt right away. Meila Rabba assumed that Huadin, if there's a psul in the Bailim, you could burn it right away, because we usually lump those two together. We say Kosha psul in the Gufay is burnt right away, whereas if the psul is in the Dam or in the Bailim, then it needs Ibur Tzur. So once you tell me that in the Dam it doesn't need Ibur Tzur, because over here the psul is in the Dam, but the Dam came in to the Heichal, and nonetheless it doesn't need Ibur Tzur. So Huadin, if there's a psul in the Bailim, you burn right away and you don't need Ibur Tzur. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham don't want to learn from this pasuk of Hele Huvis Dama, because like we just said, they hold you can't learn Kachi Deris from Kachi Shah, because it was a Hirasha, and then a Chanami over here was burnt right away, but normally when the blood is brought inside, it's not burnt right away, it needs Ibur Tzura, because of Psul Nadam, Taka needs Ibur Tzura. But bottom line, Rabbi Yitzhak really holds like these other two Tanoim, Rabbi Yechon and Breker and Nechemya, that even when there's a psul in the dam or in the bailim, nonetheless, it's burnt right away. Rabbi Yochanan, who only listed Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka and Rabbi Chemi, and he did not list Rabbi Yisrael Glili like Rabbi did. Why doesn't he say that Rabbi Yisrael Glili also holds like this opinion? Teretz Sava, he holds damu basar chadam ilsi. You could say the blood and the basar are the same. That a psul in the basar is just a psul in the dam is just like a psul in the guf. In the basar of the carbon, and just like the when there's a psul in the basar, it's burnt right away, so too when there's a psul in the dam, it's burnt right away, and the chanami, you see that much of Rabbi Yisrael Glili. However, bailim lo zachriti, but the bailim is extrinsic. The bailim has nothing to do with the carbon itself, it's a zaitig psul, and therefore even Rabbi Yisrael Glili would be maskim that if there's a psul in the bailim, like if the bailim became tameh, and there's no one to eat, even he is maskim that the halacha is that it needs Ibur Tzura. So that's why Yerachim didn't count to him as the ones that say it's burnt right away without Ibur Tzura, because it's not no Raya. Maybe Anachanami does need Ibur Tzura. Then the Mishnah continues. So at some ways, the bones of a Karban Pesach, so we know by a Karban Pesach that halacha is etzem leisish beruva, you're not going to break a bone. So inevitably, you're going to have bones that have, they're filled with marrow on the inside, and that marrow is going to become nicer because you're not allowed to break it open in order to get to it. So these bones are going to have to be burnt like nicer. Vagidim and huadim, the gidim, the different sinews, the veins of the animal that are tough, they're not edible, so they're going to become nicer. The Gemara is going to explain which gidim we're referring to. So again, they're going to have to be burnt by default. Vanicer and any other nicer that not by default is nicer, but just because they didn't end up finishing it, it ended up becoming nicer. All these things, Yisrafu B'Shisha Asar, are burnt on the morning of the 16th of Nisan, the first morning of Chol HaMoed. Chosh Tezayin Li is B'Shabbos. If let's say the 16th fell out to be on a Shabbos, Yisrafu B'Yizayin, so then it's pushed off another day and it's burnt on the 17th. L'fisha Eim Doicha Lo Yisra Shabbos Lo Yisra Yomtiv. Because the halacha of Sreifas Nisar is not Teuch and not Shabbos nor Yomtiv. So therefore, even though normally it becomes nicer right away the morning of the 15th, you can never burn it on the 15th with his Yomtiv. You always have to push it off to the 16th, which is Chol HaMoed. If the 16th happens to be Shabbos, so then you're going to have to push it off even another day to the 17th. Amar Reb Mori Bar Avua, Amar Reb Yitzchak. Reb Mori Bar Avua says the name of Reb Yitzchak, Atzomis Karchim, Shashim Shu Noiser, Mitame Seyedayim. The bones of kachim that are mishamash nicer means there's a piece of nicer meat attached to the bone. So we're going to see later on in the end of our mesachta that the chazal made a takana derabanan on nicer that it's tamei. It's mitamei the hands of a person who touches them. So not only is the meat itself going to be mitamei, but the bones that were mishamash the meat, the bone that the meat was attached to, and therefore it's being mishamash the meat, it also becomes nicer, and therefore it also is going to be metame yadayim if a person touched with his hands that bone. And why is that? Hoyol v'nasa basis l'davar aser, because since the bone became a basis l'davar aser, became a support, a base for the meat, which is tame, so just like the meat becomes tame, so huadin, the bone, which is meshamish, the meat also becomes tame. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Hatzamas agidim, vanoiser yisrafu letezayin. The bones, the gidim, and the neiser have to be burnt in the morning of the 16th. Haniyat samizeh idami. Why are you burning these bones? What's the case? Ilema de lesbu moyach. If there's no marrow inside, it's not a marrow bone. Salam v'sreifu. So why are you burning it? Nish didn't just throw it out, because the only parts of the carbon that become neiser are the edible parts. The bone itself is not edible. And there's no meat on it, so why are you machuyev to make yourself crazy to extra wood to burn the bone? And it's a big tircha to burn a bone; they don't burn so easily. It's not like meat. Just throw it out, get rid of it. Ela mazbi pshita deisbu mayach. The reason is because there's mayach inside, so the mayach has to be burnt because the mayach is edible; it's real meat, and therefore it's nicer. So once you burn that, so now we're saying not only do you have to burn that, but you have to burn the whole bone. So if you're going to say like this, Reb Mori, that because the bone is mishamish neiser, so it itself gets a halacha like neiser, so amatulachi, therefore, by Yisrael, that's why you have to burn not only the meat, but you have to burn the bone itself, because it was mishamish neiser. But if you're going to say that the fact that it was mishamish neiser doesn't do anything to the bone itself, so halamalu sefer, so vaita, why are you burning the bone? Nisperin, just break it open, because like we're going to learn later on, we've mentioned this before, that which is an isser to break a bone in the Karban Pesach is only by the kosher of labor puzzle, it's only called man, it's kosher. As soon as it's puzzle, like over here it's nice, there's no isser to break the bone anymore. So now that it's puzzle, break it open, extract the meat which is nicer, burn that, right, so nisperin, break it open, remove the mayach, they do, and then just do the strafe on the meat. They do and throw out the bone. Why are you being matriach yourself to burn the bone, spending all that extra wood to burn the bone? Must be shemesh nicer. We'll see. The fact that it was mishamish nicer is significant. It makes the bone itself have a din like nicer, and that's why you have to burn the bone. It doesn't help you now to remove the meat from the bone. You're still going to have to burn the bone. Amri, he says to the Gemara, no raya from here. Maybe I'll tell you that a bone that's mishamish nicer, that's not insignificant enough to make the bone itself nicer. So as far as tuma, if you touch it, your hands won't become tummy. And as far as chiyuv sreifa is concerned as well, if you have a bone that was mishamish nicer, you have to just burn the meat. There's no real chiyuv to burn the bone. If that's the case, the kasha is, so over here, just break the bone open, extract the meat, and then throw out the bone. Teretz is v'kasara by v'kasher afi the apostle. He disagrees with what we said until now. He disagrees with the fact that you're allowed to break open the bone of a non-kosher carbon pesach. He holds by v'kasher afi the apostle. The essence is v'rubai. You're not allowed to break a bone in the carbon pesach, whether it's kosher or even if it's pasul. Frank the Gemara, is that so? And so, one second. So Mimela, since even if it's possible, you're not allowed to break a bone, so there's no Eitzah but to burn the bone, because you're not allowed to break it open to extract the meat. So that if you have to burn the meat that's inside, and you're not allowed to break open the bone, the only way to do it is by burning the whole bone.
In the half, I mean, the Shemesh Neisser means that at any point in time, there was Basar connected to the bone.
So we're going to see soon. At any point in time after it became nicer.
So why is that shemesh nicer?
At any time that it was mishamish the marrow.
You're
not allowed to break it. Kolzman is kosher. You're for sure not allowed to break it. Right? And then once it became possible, it was already mishamish nicer, so it's not going to help anymore now to break it open. With
other kavanas, that would be an eitzah.
Right, so by other kavanas, you break it open before it becomes nicer. As long as you take it out before, then you won't have to burn it, according to what we're saying now. Says the Gemara, Afilu b'pasul, you're going to tell me that this Tana holds that there's an issur to break even a pasul carbon? Even the bones of a pasul carbon pesach? Sagadaitach v'atnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Ava meiser b'tar, if someone leaves over the meat of a carbon tar, so even though he's over a lava making nicer, he's still not going to get malchus, and we know already, and the Gemara is going to say this again, that's either because it's a lav shame by maisa, making noiser is always done passively, it's not done with a maisa, and therefore there's no malchus on making noiser, or because it's asra suffik. Every time we tell him, give him asra, tell him, eat it now, in order that it shouldn't become noiser, so you shouldn't be over the lav noiser. It's only a suffik that he's going to be over now, because even if he doesn't eat it now, he can always eat it in 10 minutes. But maybe since it's asra suffik, that's a second reason why there would not be malchus for making noiser. Vashayr b'tamei, or someone who breaks the bones of a carbon tamei, and his sevek b'tamei also doesn't get malchus. So we see clearly that the Mishnah says that there is no malchus for breaking the bones of a carbon pesach. So obviously, where does that come from? Because we darshan b'tamei because of the apostle. So we see the town of our Mishnah. I mean, that Mishnah is a hemshich. It's the next Mishnah, so it's some of the same town continuing. So we see the town of our Mishnah holds that there is no malchus for breaking open the bones of apostles. So we're back to our kasha. Why don't you break it open and extract the mayach and just burn the mayach? Must be because even though you're allowed to break the bones open, it's not going to help you because once the bones were mishamas nicer, so the bones themselves have a chiyuv sreifa. Says the Marloi Kasha, still, no, I'll say no raya. La'ilam, I'll tell you that Shem Mishnaiser does not make the bones nicer, and the bones are not really Mechuyus Treifa. The only reason why we don't break open the bones is because it's usher to break open the bones. I just got finished telling you that the bones of the apostle, you're not Mechuyus. It's not usher to break open. Teretz is, Le'Kasha, Kansha, Oisele Shasa Kasha, Kansha, Oisele Shasa Kasha. When do we say that there's no usher to break open the bones? That's dafke if it never had a shasa kasher. It was puzzle from the beginning. So since it was puzzle from the beginning, then enachanami, there's no lav of breaking those bones open, and that's the next Mishnah. Our Mishnah that says that the bones have to be burnt, and the reason is, like we're explaining now, even though there's no such thing as shimush nicer milsehi, even though we're holding av milsehi, the reason why it has to be burnt is because there's no way to break open the bone and extract it, is because over here it had a shasta kosher. It could have been eaten, only afterwards did it become possible by becoming nicer. Once it had a shasta kosher, so then in the Hanami, even though currently it's possible, you're not going to break open the bone. Uman tana deshoni lebin ha'isaloi shasta kosher lelei ha'isaloi shasta kosher. If we're being mechalik, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, between breaking the bones of an apostle one that had a shasta kosher to breaking the bones of an apostle one that never had a shasta kosher, who's that Tana? Rabbi Yaakov, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov, the Tanya. The Etzim Leisish Berubai. The Pasuk says, don't break a bone in it in the Karban Pesach. So we dash and buy because of the apostle. Dafka calls man the Karban Pesach is kosher. That's when there's an Isser of Shvir Sa'etzim of breaking the bone. But once it's possible, there's no Isser. Rabbi Yaakov says it depends. Ha'isel Shasa Kosher, the Nifsel, if it had a Shasa Kosher, and only then did it become possible, Yesh B'Mishim Shvir Sa'etzim. And there is a problem with Shira Satsim. But if it never had a Shasa Kosher, then I agree. We dash and bite because of the apostle, and there's no Isser of Shira Satsim. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon says it makes no difference whether it had a Shasa Kosher, whether it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. Either way, there's no problem with Shira Satsim. So it comes out that Rabbi Yaakov holds that there's a chiluk between Hoysel and Shasa Kosher and not. So we could say that the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yaakov. Therefore, in our Mishnah, the bones that had a Shasa Kosher may not be broken open, even if you hold that they're not nicer because there's an Isser of Shri Sa'etzim. Masha Enki, in the next Mishnah, says you're allowed to break open the bones of a carbon that's possible. It's talking about a carbon that was possible before it had a Shasa Kosher, and that's why even Rabbi Yaakov agrees over there that there's no Isser of Shri Sa'etzim. Meisvei. All the bones of kachim ain't tunim sreifa, don't require sreifa, and the reason is because any other carbon, there's no problem with shir sa'atzim, so you could always break them open and extract the meat. Chutz mi'atzmis ha'pesach, with the exception of the bones of a pesach, they have takala because of the takala. What's the takala? The takala pashtus means because there's an isra of shir sa'atzim, so you can't break open the bones. So what's the case of this bias over here that these bones require sreifa? Again, if there's no mayach inside lamu sreifa, then it's just a plain piece of wood. It's not edible, so why in the world does it require sreifa? Elab shita de isvu mayach. Must be, the chiv is, to burn it is because there's mayach inside. And because of the mayach, you have to burn the bone. The Isagadaika Shimish Naisa Milsi, if you hold that Shimush Noiser is Nosahi, is significant and makes the bone itself Noiser, so Atmos Kachem Amayin Tunis Reva, so even the bones of other Karbanas, why don't you have to burn them? The Gemara is assuming that you broke it now, after it became Noiser, so what does it help to break it open and take out the meat? You're allowed to do that, but it's not going to make, it's not going to save the bone from Sreifa, because the bone was already Mishamish Noiser, so Amayin Tunis Reva, so why doesn't the bone itself require Sreifa? Must be that Shimush Noiser is Lav Milsehi. And the only reason why by a Karm Pesach you burn it is because nonetheless, since it had a Shas HaKadosh, you're not allowed to break it open. Rav Nachman, no Raya. La'olam, you could say like Rav Mari that Shimush Noiser is Milsehi. And Taka, the bones, had they been broken afterwards, they're Taka Chayiv in Sreifa. HaKamai Askinan, over here, what are you talking about? Kegayin Shemetzon Chalutzin, that you found a pile of bones, and you saw that the meat was already taken out. So atzim is kachim. If it's bones of kachim, the aim by mishum sfiras atzim. Since there's no iser to break the bones, coming down the nitzah chatzinu. So you have a right to assume that probably he wanted to get the meat out before it became nicer. So you could have a right. So you have a right to assume that he probably broke it open and extracted the meat before it became nicer, therefore the bones were never mishamash nicer. Yes, and Enochanami, had they been mishamash nicer, there would be aser. But you have a right to assume that the meat was taken out before it ever became nicer, so it comes out that the bones were never mishamash nicer, and that's why they don't need treifa. V'le'av shimush nicer, therefore it's not considered shimush nicer le'goy treifa. Atmis pesach, whereas the bones of a current pesach, the yeshua mishur esetzeb, that calls my name is kosher. Before it became nicer, it's also to break open the bones. So if that's the case, aim of the buser then had no nicer with the chatzidus. So you have to assume, or at least suspect, that it wasn't broken until afterward. And like the sheetus, that once it becomes possible, even if it had a shasa kosher, you're still allowed to break it. So mistama, if he broke it open, he only broke it open afterwards, not beforehand, because beforehand was usher. So then it's too late. It doesn't help that he broke it open because it was already Mishamash Noiser. It already became Noiser before he broke it open. And therefore the bones themselves require Sreifa. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid said, is another Teretz. This Brisa that's Mechalak between bones of other Karbonis to bones of a Karban Pesach, Hagam Ayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Kigayin Shematzon Sibur and Sibur. You found a whole pile of bones. Umehem chalutzin. And on the top, do you see bones that are broken open and the meat is pulled out. So the shaila is, are you mechuyev to check the rest of the pile to see if there's bones inside that were not broken open and therefore are nicer and require sreifa? Or could you assume that just like the top bones are broken and removed, so memele huadin, all the bones are broken open and had their meat removed. So if it's atmes kachim, if it's bones of kachim, they by mishuras atzim, there's no iser shuras atzim. The kulam cholitzlu. If manashach, if he's breaking it open, mistama he broke them open before they became nicer in order to stop the bones from requiring sreifa. So if that's the case, if some of the pile has bones that were broken open and the meat extracted, mistama you could assume that he probably did that to the whole pile. So you're not mechuyev to even check the rest of the pile. You could just assume that they're all broken open and the meat was extracted. So the kula v'cholitzu, mistama they were all broken open with achalu, and all the meat was already eaten before it became nicer. And therefore this pile of bones here, there's no chiyuv sreifa. When it comes to bones of a Karban Pesach, that as long as it's kosher, the Yeshba Mishum Shir Satsam, it's a promo Shir Satsam. So now, even though you see some bones were broken open and taken out of, you have to be afraid. Maybe Dafka these, for some reason, were broken open and the meat was taken out, even though you're not supposed to break it open. But definitely, the rest of the pile, Lechatzinu, maybe never broke it open, Ubayi Sreifa, and Ataka requires Sreifa. Because since it's also to break open, there's no reason to assume that the rest of the bones that are in the bottom of the pile were broken open to. As much as you have to say, okay, these for whatever reason were broken, they were broken, but anything that you don't know if they're broken or not, the assumption should have to be that they probably weren't broken open. And that's why you have to burn the pile. Amr Yehuda Amr Rav, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Kol HaGidim Basar. All the Gidim of the animal are considered Basar, And therefore, theoretically, they have to be eaten, and if they're not eaten, then they become nicer, just like the meat becomes nicer. Chutz mikititzaver, with the exception of the neck veins, which are very hard, so they're not even considered food, they're not considered edible. Just like you don't have to eat the bones, you don't have to eat the neck veins. Tnan, our Mishnah says, Hatzamas hakidim la'noiser yisrufu b'dezayin. The bones, the gidim, and the noiser have to be burnt on the morning of the 16th. Now, hani gidim hechidami, what's the case of gidim that we're talking about that you're burning on the 16th? Ilay megidi basar, if we're talking about the rest of the gidim, the ones that are soft, that we said before have a halach of basar, nechlinu, so why are you burning them? Why, you should have eaten them. V'idi taiser, elamai, it happened to be punkti, they were left over and they became nicer. Anachanami, he was supposed to eat them, but he punkti and ended up eating them. So hainu nicer. So we already said that nicer has to be burnt the 16th. Why are we making an issue out of the bowl, out of the gidim by themselves, saying that the gidim are burnt on the 16th? It's burnt on the 16th the same way that any other nicer is burnt on the 16th. And the fact that we say the gidim are burnt on the 16th, it's mashma that it's a given. No matter what, the gidim are going to end up being burnt on the 16th because you're not going to end up eating them. Elab shita giditzavra. So it must be that if we're talking about the neck veins, and the neck veins that we know from minute one, as soon as you shecht it, that you're not going to eat them because it's too hard to eat. And since you're not going to eat them, it's like automatic by default that you're going to end up burning on the 16th. So you don't have to say if it's nicer, you're going to burn it on the 16th. Right away, we know by default that it's going to end up being burnt on the morning of the 16th. So, Iyam Bishlam, Bishlam, if you say Basar Ninu, you're going to say not like Rav. And say that the neck vein itself is also called basar. It's also part of the meat of the carbon, and therefore, when it becomes nicer, it's mechuyav sreifa amatulah. Therefore, both sreifa. So we understand why in the morning of the 16th it requires sreifa. Eliyamit la basar nenu. But if you say that since it's not edible, it doesn't have a halacha like meat, and therefore it doesn't become nicer, like Rabbi Yudam Rav said, lamu sreifa. So why are you burning it in the morning of the 16th? The same way that you don't have to burn the bones, you don't have to, the ones that don't have mayach inside. So why then you don't have to burn this? Because it's not a piece of basar. Amr Rav Chista, Amfet Rav Chista, lo nitzricha av l'gira nasher. We're not talking about over here the neck vein. The neck vein taka doesn't become nicer, according to Rabbi Yudam Rav, because it's taka not edible. Rather, we're talking about the gira nasher. The gira nasher is edible. Therefore, it is meat that is subject to the rules of nicer. But on the other hand, since you're not going to eat it, it's also to eat. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah lists it by itself, because like we just mentioned before, by default, we know right away from minute one that it's going to become nicer, because we know that it's not going to be eaten. Valibid Rav Yehuda, according to the Ashita Rav Yehuda, the Italian Rav Yehuda Imer, even though there's two hind legs of the animal, that which the Torah asked the Gidon Asher, it only asked one of the two. Vadas Mechras and Misvara, it would seem, show you mean, that if the Torah asked one of the two, it means the right one, whereas the left one is not Asher. But Hayois, it only seems that way, it's not klar, so you're going to end up not eating either one. So the one that is Asher, which is the right one, so obviously that one doesn't become nicer because that one's not edible. But the left one, it's only a suffix. Maybe it's also, maybe it's not also. Since it's a suffix, you have to burn it because on the tzad that it is edible, midaraisa, then it would be require sreifa. So therefore, by default, you're always going to end up burning that gidan osha. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, elatisha, then you should have a raya, the sukkah misafkali rebuda. The Gemara and Chulin has a shayla, that which rebuda says, vadas machra shoyamin, is he misupik, which one? And he just says it makes more sense that it's the yamin, but he was still misupik, maybe it's the smell. Or did he mean to say vadas machras, that I have a raya, means das taira is machria, that it's the right one, and then he said mitam vadai, that the right one's also in the left one's mutter. So from here, from the fact that we said that there's a gid that by default is going to end up being burnt as nicer, must be that rebutim is misupik, so therefore you're not going to end up eating either one. The imif shepshitalei, because if you're going to say like the other side of the Gemara Chulin that Reb Yehuda held as a davar pashut that the right one is also and the left one is mutter, ha'ida teraneichlei, the one that's mutter, which is the left one, he should have eaten, it should have never became nice in the first place. v'disura, and the one that's also the right one, nishtei, that one is not meat of the carbon that becomes nicer, because the Torah doesn't let you eat it, and that one doesn't become nicer, you should just have to throw it out, you don't have to burn that one. So lama l'yisrefa, so why are you burning any of the gidim? So amar Rabika bar chinina kigon shehukru l'seif nisabru. No, even if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda says that the right one is aser midaraisa and the left one is motor, and it's not a suffix, we know that, and therefore the left one we know is edible, nonetheless the case that you didn't eat it is as follows. Right away after you shechted the behema and you started taking the behema apart, somehow the two gidim got mixed up. You don't remember which one came from the right leg and which one came from the left leg. So you know the right one is vadi mutter and is vadi aser, and the left one is vadi mutter, but you just don't know which one in front of you is the right one and which one is the left one. So that's why by default you're going to have to burn both of them misafik, because you don't know which one is which. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Gidim means the gidim that got mixed up. So even before they became nicer, you already know by default they were going to become nicer. And then later on it says nicer means the other things that by chance happened to become nicer. The gidim didn't by chance become nicer because you knew that they're, as soon as they got mixed up, that they're going to have to become nicer. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, another teretz. What the Mishnah says that you have to burn the gidim over here, what it's talking about is not the gid itself, but the shuman, the fat that's around the gid. The shamle the gid anoshe. The tanya, like we learned in the Brayis, the shamle mutter, that midaraisa, the shemen, the shuman of the gid anoshe is mutter, that's not part of the gid anoshe that the Torah asserted. However, Yisrael Kadoshim haim, because Yisrael are Kadoshim and their guys are more to stay away from Isser, so Noigim by Isser, so they not only did they not eat the Gid itself, but they also were Noig not to eat the Shuman of the Gid. So over here as well, Midaraisa, it's Motor to eat. So Midaraisa, it becomes Laser. That which we're Machmer and we make a Gedder, Asus Yavotar, not to eat it, so that's not going to stop it from becoming nicer midaraisa. So over here, by default, it's always going to become nicer, because since midarabanan we're not going to eat it, it's going to become, we know from minute one that it's going to become nicer by default. But nonetheless, on the other hand, it's going to have to be burnt because midaraisa, it was edible. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah lists it separately, because this is a nicer that happens by default as opposed to regular nicer that just happens by chance. Ravina Omar, a third teretz bechitzayin. We're talking about the outer vein, meaning because in the leg there's two gidim. There's the what we call the gida pnimi, the inner one, and the gida chitzayin, the outer one. Ukrabuda Meshmuel, like the Ashita of Rabuda who said in the name of Shmuel, the Amar Rabuda Meshmuel shnei gidim heim. There's two gidim that run through the yerach, through the thigh. Pnimi, the inner one, that's closer to the bone. So here is a big machlokes rishonim, how to identify which gid is which. The way Rashi understands, which most rishonim don't agree with, but this is the way Rashi understands, that pnimi samach la'etzem means not that it's closer into the center of the leg, but rather inside means that it's towards the inside of the animal, meaning it's facing the other leg, as opposed to the outside, the one that's facing the away from the animal. So the one that's on the inside of the leg, that's the one that's aser v'chayavan love. It's aser mitarais, and therefore, if someone eats it, he gets malchus. Chitza, in the outer one, which again, according to Rashi, doesn't mean it's closer to the top, but rather it means it's facing the outside, as opposed to facing the other leg. So that one, that one is aser midrabanan vein chayavan alav, and therefore you're not chayav. But again, the same situation. Since it's aser midrabanan, it's not going to be eaten. However, midrais, it's mutter, therefore it becomes nicer. And that's why by default it's going to have to be burnt on the morning of the 16th. So the Mishnah said, if the 16th falls out to be on Shabbos, then it's pushed off, you don't burn it till the morning of the 17th. And the reason is because Shreivus Kachem is not Teuchen, not Shabbos, nor Yom Tov. Vamai, why is it not Teuchen Yom Tov? Nesi Asei, let the Asei of Shreivus Kachem comes, when the Shreivus Neiser, V'yichel Lois Asei, and B'deich the Lois Asei of Lois Asa Melach on Yom Tov. Amar Chizkiya, V'chein Tana B'chizkiya, Chizkiya said, and he also had a brisa like that, to back this up, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, don't leave it over till the morning. What was left over till the morning, should be burnt. This second abayker seems to be extra, because you just said abayker. So obviously, when does it become nicer in the morning? So why does it have to repeat again? Just say vanoisim meno beishisarif. So why then did the Torah repeat abayker? Litin loy abayker sheni the sreif faset, to say that you don't burn it the first morning, because that's Yom Tif. Rather, you burn it the second morning, which is the morning of Chol HaMoed. So the way you read the pasuk is, don't leave it over till the morning of the 15th. If it was left over to the morning of the 15th, then on Baker Beis Yisraifu, so then hold off to the morning of the 16th, and then on the morning of the 16th, you burn it. So the Torah is being megalo that Sreif is nicer, even though normally we say Asi Teichol Nicer, say Sreif is nicer is not Teichi Yom Tif. Abayi Amar, Teretz number 2. Amar Kra, Oile Shabbos B'Shabbatai. The Torah says, Oile Shabbos B'Shabbatai, that the Oile Shabbos is Doicha Shabbos, may be brought on Shabbos. However, V'Lo Yeres Chol B'Shabbos, but an Oile of Chol, let's say Friday's Oile, is not Doicha Shabbos. Therefore, if Friday afternoon you shechted a carbon, and the Emurim were not burnt yet on the Mizbeah, Friday night you may not burn them, because the Oile's Chol is not Doicha Shabbos. V'Lo Yeres Chol B'Yomtiv, and who had an Oile's Chol, the Oile of Erev Yomtiv is not Doicha Yomtiv. So the Emurim of a Karban Pesach are not Deicha Yom Tiv, because Karban Pesach was brought on Erev Yom Tiv, it's Oilas Chol. So we can make a Kavach Haimer, if the Emurim of the Karban are not Deicha, so for sure the Nicer, for sure its Reif is not Deicha Yom Tiv. So that's Teretz number 2. Rava Omar, Rava says, Teretz number 3, Omar Krokas, the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk that's Mater Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tiv. It says, Hu levadi yeos alechem. So there's two mutim over here. Hu, it, and not something else. And levadi, it alone, lafuke, something else. So we say, Hu vele machshiriv. Only the oichel nefesh itself is doichi yomtiv. But the machshiri oichel nefesh, the ones that were possible to do before yomtiv, the way we hold, they're not doichi yomtiv. Levadi, vele milash lebizmano. And only oichel nefesh is doichi yomtiv. But milah shel bezman, if a baby didn't have a milah on the eighth day, and now you want to do the milah shel bezman on Yom Tov, it's not doichi Yom Tov. Even though theoretically one should have been able to make a kal v'chomer that it should be doichi Yom Tov, because if milah shel bezman is doichi tzaras, which is more chomer than avoda, which is more chomer than Yom Tov, so kol shekein milah should be doichi Yom Tov. Kamash Malon, this pasuk of Levada, Levada Lemila B'Shev Mizmana, the Mila B'Shev Mizmana is not Doichi Yom Tov. And the reason is, Rashi explains, because once it's Shalai Mizmana, so it doesn't have to be Dafka today, it could be done tomorrow. So anything that could be done tomorrow has the right to be Doichi Yom Tov. If that's the case, so who Adin Shev is nicer, since it could be done tomorrow, it doesn't have to be done Dafka today, therefore it has no right to be Doichi Yom Tov. Rav Ashi Yama, one final teretz, the Torah says, about Yom Tov Shabbosin, you're mechuyev to rest. So Shabbosin the Yom Tov Asayu. So that's a mitzvah asay. So it comes out not like we assumed until now that Yom Tov is just a lav. Yom Tov there's an asay rest and don't do melacha. Plus there's a lois asay lois asa melacha. So the ain asay deicha lois asay vasay. And the rule is even though we say asay deicha lois asay, but we say ain asay deicha lois asay vasay. So since Yom Tov is a lois asay vasay, so the asay of Shreves Kachrim is not going to be doing the lois asay vasay of doing melacha on Yom Tov, and that's how we know that you cannot be Shreves Kachrim Sulim on Yom Tov. Okay.
Thanks.